From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The first yellow-legged hornet found on U.S. soil, which attacks and destroys honeybees, has flown into Georgia. In early August, the Georgia Farm Bureau reports a Savannah beekeeper reported the unusual hornet found on his property to the Georgia Department of Agriculture. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the University of Georgia's ID on this insect as a yellow-legged hornet. GDA is asking the public to report any possible sightings. 1 week ago today marked the first day of a once-in-a-generation hearing on federal milk pricing. USDA's federal milk marketing order hearing began as dairy producers make their case for changes to the pricing program. The industry expects 5 to 7 weeks of testimony and discussions on proposals to modernize the FMMO system. A vote among dairy farmers on a final proposal is likely in the second half of 2024. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service announced $72.9 million in grants awarded to 55 states and territories through the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. The grants provide funding to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops and support specialty crop growers through marketing, education, and research. States are encouraged to award funding to projects that address the needs of U.S. producers of fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried nuts, horticulture, and nursery crops.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.